quickly, two things, Tanya. I'm proud of
Am I in trouble?
Yes.
I got the Tanya.
Tanya?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm proud of you and annoyed with you, all in the same boat.
Okay. Why?
Which one do you want first?
Let's go annoyed. Get that out of the way.
Didn't nominate me for Citizen of the Year.
The Newcastle Citizen
of the Year. But,
You're right.
Left me a little empty, thinking, you know, I've been wanting that nom for quite some time and my mate Tanya might have brought it up.
Sorry.
I'm proud of you because I do know the behind-the-scenes effort you put in to get Lauren nominated, which you did.
I did. I nominated Lauren Parker.
Yeah. Personally, think I've done more.
Not
anyway.
As deserving as you, Steve.
Not as deserving. As deserving as far as I'm concerned, but, you know, each to their own.
Well.
No, I thought yesterday was lovely and I saw the photo and things like that with the Lord Mayor. I did. Knowing that you nominated her, you've been close to her, you know her story. Lorc and her are friends. Her story's phenomenal.
It is phenomenal.
It's just phenomenal. And, yeah, I thought it was great to see what you guys did. And I'm glad you were there too. Knowing the effort you put into nominating.
Well, Nelly wasn't there because obviously with COVID, they usually have this wonderful ceremony, as you well know, because Jackie from the Caro Bolo was last year's Senior Citizen of the Year.
She got old duck last year.
She did. She was there actually presenting the new duck award yesterday.
Yeah, she did text me and say, my reign is, you don't have to curtsy anymore, Steve.
But they had a beautiful big ceremony at City Hall last year, whereas with COVID, we were at the new council chambers, I guess you'd call it, in Steel Street there.
Yeah.
But Lauren, if you don't know, paraplegic, a triathlete. She's world champion several times over, ever since she had her accident 4 years ago. Now, remember, 4 years ago, and now she's gone on, because she was in the sport before.
Mm. Yeah, as a triathlete, able body,
silver at the Olympics last year.
I remember we were on air together when she had that accident. I remember it so well. And really, okay, to be honest, we all went, well, that's it.
Yeah, I know.
And now look at her.
She's incredible.
It's amazing, yeah.
The reason is because you look at Lauren in the eyes and you're held. It's almost like you're captive because there is a determination in those eyes that was there before the accident.
Yeah.
She's just a different human being.
Mm.
So I can't describe it, but that's what carries her through and makes her overcome obstacles and achieve these incredible goals that she achieves.
Yeah. And you know, again, that's why you thought to nominate her and why she actually got it.
Yeah, so
everyone agreed with you, obviously.
Yeah, she'll spend the next 12 months sharing her story, being inspiring, because that's what she is. She's an amazing woman.
Tell me, like you normally do, did you try and muscle in on her award ceremony?
Well, what was weird, I felt a bit embarrassed because New Italy Nelms, the Lord Mayor, called me up for a photo as the nominee, which was lovely.
Yes,
I would have got one anyway.
Yeah.
But I got the nice official one where I don't look so hagbag.
Did you stand in front of Lauren in that photo or just
no,
to the
side? No, I allowed her to have a moment in the spotlight.
Fair enough. Fair call. Good call, Tanya.
Just to the left, please, Tanya. We'd like Lauren in the pic. Ah, righto then.
Yeah. No, anyway, congratulations.
But you had a chat with her. Was this just before or
this
after?
This was just after she received her award, along with the Young Citizen, the Senior Citizen and the Community Group of the Year.
Yeah, nice.
Here it is.
Well, I am with Newcastle's Citizen of the Year, Lauren Parker. You've probably just heard a little bit of what she said during her acceptance, but I just wanted to catch up with her. Loz, congratulations.
Hey, thank you so much.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, you've said it many times. You are so proud to represent Newcastle on that world stage, which you do so beautifully. But what does this mean to you that your city has recognised you as, like, not just the Citizen of the Year, you're the youngest recipient of this award? What does that make you feel?
I mean, I'm so honoured to receive this award, Citizen of the Year for Newcastle, and I believe Newcastle is one of the best places in the world. Yeah. I mean, I've been all around the world, and I always come back to Newcastle as my home, and the support I've received from the City of Newcastle has been absolutely amazing. And to receive such a prestigious award, you know, I'm blown away. I'm so honoured.
The whole city is like, you're our girl. For 12 months, you're going to be representing this honour. So what do you hope to achieve by the end of it? Like getting out to meet different people, different groups. What do you hope to be introduced to?
So have my myself recognised as a person with a disability is great, really. I hope that I can inspire others, both with disabilities and without disabilities in their lives, and to bring hope to people from my journey, because I just... I've gone through a lot of adversity, but I always never give up, and I get up when I'm pushed back down, and I hope that I can make a difference that way in people's lives just from telling my story. And I'd love to meet lots of people to tell my story and hopefully make that difference.
I didn't even know whether you could be here today, because when you talk about that adversity, you've got a burn on your foot which now requires a skin graft. I mean, people will be just going, you're kidding, you just sound like you're having a wonderful day out. How did that happen, and what does it mean for the skin graft?
Yeah, I mean, I've just recovered from 5 months of having third degree burns over all my toes, and I'm lucky that I didn't get any amputated. So now they've just healed, and I've burnt my foot again when I was in training on my racing wheelchair. The metal was hot and my foot was up against it during a training session, so that's how I burnt the top of my foot. And yeah, tomorrow I go in for a skin graft, so just another hurdle. I'm used to them, but as I said, just get it done and get back up and get back into training.
Oh my God, you know what? She was even talking about getting, what is it, a waterproof bandage so you can get straight back in the pool with the skin graft. Is that right?
Definitely. I hope that I'm back in the pool training tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
Straight after the skin graft, I'll put a waterproof dressing over the top and it'll be all good. I don't think the doctors will approve, but I get it done.
I still hate having a bath if I cut my finger. So you're incredible. And, look, on behalf of everyone, congratulations. We know you're going to do us proud as our Citizen of the Year. Congratulations, Loz.
Thank you very much.